Today, you can help the fire department clear hydrants. Staying healthy in extreme cold. A Chicopee store is holding a coat drive. Dakin Humane is preparing their rewards. The Springfield mayor will be participating in Black History Month. And ArtsBeat reporter Mark Auerbach will be on hand.
Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd today. Here's
Brad Shepherd.
This is the 1st of February, Tuesday, 2022. The groundhog has about 24 hours to dig himself out and tell us what we need to hear. It's another cold one today, but warmer weather is in the offering, as you will no doubt hear. Sunshine and clouds mix it up today. High between 32 and 36 degrees. The winds are light and from the east. Now for tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 16 to 22 degrees. Fire departments and utility companies are asking for your help after this weekend's snowstorm so they can do their jobs faster. Fire departments are requesting anyone with a fire hydrant on their property to clear the snow around it, leaving 3 feet of free space. So if you have an outdoor oil fill pipe or a propane tank, you should make sure as well that you clear a path for fuel delivery. If you don't shovel a path to your fill pipe, some heating oil companies will not fill your tank. This is the busiest time of year for these companies, and many scheduled appointments just don't allow the time necessary for the company to clear a path for you. Here are some more reminders today. The Northampton Police say the owner of the house, lot, or land is responsible for clearing snow from the sidewalk within 24 hours, including covering with sand or some other suitable substance in the event that ice may have formed. With some warmer weather slated for later this week, you shouldn't just be looking down at the sidewalks, but up. Roofs and awnings where snow piled up can start melting, which can lead to snow, ice, or water falling onto the ground. Just ahead, hints on staying warm in extreme cold weather. Longmeadow offers vaccinations. A store in Chicopee is offering warm coats for those in need. And Dakin has a rack of special awards to give out. But first, here's our ArtsBeat reporter, Mark Auerbach. Mark?
Barrington Stage Company showcases the witty wordplay of Stephen Sondheim's A Little Night Music and Samuel Beckett's Waiting for Godot in Julianne Boyd's final season as artistic director. Pre-pandemic planned productions of the Fats Waller musical Ain't Misbehavin' and Nilo Cruz's Anna in the Tropics are now a go, along with the world premieres of Laura Winter's All of Me, the story of two disabled people who form a relationship, and Andy Warhol in Iran, Brent Ascari's play based on a true story when Warhol went to Tehran to photograph the Shah's wife, Farah Pahlavi. Maitrey Havkal's ABCD has a world premiere, and The Super Duper Kid, a musical based on Ty Allen Jackson's book, gets a full production. For season details, barringtonstageco.org. And speaking of Barrington Stage, Mr. Saturday Night, the musical based on the movie with Billy Crystal, which played a sold-out pre-Broadway run at Barrington Stage last fall, begins previews at Broadway's Nederlander Theater on March 29th, with an opening night scheduled for April 27th. For tickets, Mr. Saturday Night on Broadway.com. And the play Boca, Jessica Provance's hilarious portrait of saucy seniors, which had its world premiere at Barrington Stage, heads south to Gables Stage in Coral Gables, Florida, for its Florida premiere, April 23rd through May 22nd. Julianne Boyd will direct the Florida production. For details, GablesStage.org. The Russian Ballet Theater production of the classic Swan Lake stops at Northampton's Academy of Music Theater February 11th and at the Bushnell in Hartford February 12th. With a score by Tchaikovsky, the ballet premiered at the Bolshoi in Moscow in 1877 and has become one of the world's most popular full-length ballets. For details, RussianBalletTheater.com. For tickets to the Northampton performance, AOMTheater.com, And for tickets to the Hartford performance, bushnell.org. The Firebird, Stravinsky's soaring 1911 ballet score, will be showcased on the Hartford Symphony Orchestra's Masterworks Series, February 11th through 13th at the Bushnell. Maestro Carolyn Kwan conducts, and the program also includes selections from Bizet's opera Carmen, along with Hei Chen's The Butterfly Lovers, which is a Chinese take on Romeo and Juliet. For details, HartfordSymphony.org. Valley Classical Concerts, once known as Music in Deerfield, has announced its 2022 season of chamber performances up and down the Pioneer Valley. Quartetto di Cremona opens the series February 5th at St. John's Episcopal Church in Northampton. The Bombeck Center for Arts and Equity in Florence will host performances of the Verona String Quartet on February 20th, and the Lysander Trio on March 20th. Pianist Richard Good performs April 10th at Sweeney Concert Hall on the Smith College campus, and their season concludes with the Apple Hill String Quartet and pianist Judith Gordon May 1st at Bombitz. For details, valleyclassicalconcerts.org. The Valley Letters Project Live on Stage comes to Northampton's Academy of Music Theater February 12th. The series celebrates the art of letter writing and its impact and connection to the fabric of our community. And this year's program showcases love letters from ancient to modern times. It will feature local actors Linda McInerney, Joan Holliday, Hillary Price, and Silk Johnson. For tickets, AOMtheater.com. And Gateway City Arts, the community-focused music, dining, and arts venue, located in the heart of Holyoke's Arts and Innovation District along the canal, is back in business with an array of exhibits and performances. And the center's Judd's Restaurant will reopen for takeout and indoor dining. On February 11th, Stomp Box Trio, featuring the incomparable Evelyn Harris, performs in the Divine Theater. For details, gatewaycityarts.com. And for Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach.
Thank you, Mark. Given our zero and below temperatures, area meteorologists and medical folks are reminding you to stay warm and pointing out some ways to do so. When it's cold, dress in layers, something that is fitting, lightweight, and warm. Also, it might sound silly, but experts say to stretch before going outside. Stretching increases flexibility and range of motion, decreasing your risk of injury. It's even more essential on cold days because your muscles contract to conserve heat, making them tighter and more prone to injury. Exposure to the cold can lead to frostbite and also lead to circulation challenges. And for those with respiratory problems, the cold can trigger asthma and other breathing difficulties, so you really want to take precautions. In Longmeadow, the Eastern Hampton Shared Public Health Services has collaborated with the Massachusetts Department of Public Health and Cataldo Ambulance to offer COVID-19 vaccinations for eligible individuals ages 5 and up. This clinic will be held at the Greenwood Center, which is 231 Maple Road in Longmeadow, on Sunday, the 13th of February, from 1 p.m. until 5 p.m. Primary vaccination series, as well as boosters, will be offered. Registration is required, so please visit or scan the QR code on your phone for registration details. A store in the Chicopee Downtown Center is holding a coat drive to help keep everyone warm this season. And the donations have literally been pouring in. The coat rack located outside La Diaspora in Chicopee has a sign placed on top that reads, "It's cold, take one if you need one." Well, they started placing the rack outside about 2 weeks after a co-owner suggested the idea. People and businesses in the community have donated about 150 winter jackets. The coat rack is placed outside from 11 a.m. until 9 p.m. 7 days a week. Donations welcomed at any time. And La Diaspora is located on Exchange Street. Dakin Humane Society, accepting nominations from the public for its annual Dakin Humane Awards until August 1st, 2022. Nominees should be people who go out of their way to care for animals in need, people who volunteer to help animals, or people and or animals who have provided significant public service or shown courage in a crisis. Finalists in each of the award categories will be picked from among the nominees and notified of their selection in August. The award ceremony will take place during Barks and Brews, a Dakin event taking place September 18th at Fort Hill Brewery in East Hampton. And one winner in each of the categories will be announced. Candidates for the awards could be people who serve the public in some way, including but not limited to helping feral cats in their neighborhood by conducting trap, neuter, return practices, holding a pet food drive at their school or workplace, organizing a fundraiser to help someone facing unemployment keep their pet, contacting legislators to advocate for more animal-friendly laws, volunteering at an animal shelter, spreading word about animal cruelty-free products, helping people without transportation get their pets to veterinarians or clinics. Now, if you're interested in submitting nominees, you need to visit www.bit.ly/humaneawards. Mail-in nominations will not be accepted. Nominees should be residents of Central or Western Mass or Northern Connecticut. Tickets to Barks and Brews will be available for online purchase later this year. And today, Mayor Sarno will join with State Rep. Bud L. Williams to celebrate the 36th annual Black American Heritage Ceremony at City Hall today. Directly after the ceremony, the event will conclude with the raising of the Black Heritage flag. State Senator Adam Gomez, City Council President Marcus Williams, Pastor Mark Bayman Sr., and Bishop Talbert Swan will also be in attendance. Due to the ongoing COVID pandemic, this year's event will follow all public health and safety protocols. Focus Springfield will dream the ceremony on the city's Office of Communications Facebook page. The 36th annual Black American Heritage Ceremony will honor the memory and the legacy of the late Ruth B. Loving. This year's Ruth B. Loving Civil Rights Award recipient will be Bishop Swan. Thank you so very much for joining us on our program today. Please remember that this program and all of the programs we do here at Pioneer Valley Radio are available to you on demand throughout the day and night, of course. Now, our next program will, of course, be Wednesday morning, middle of the week, up online at 6 a.m. The program is Brad Shepherd Today, a service of Pioneer Valley Radio. I'm Brad Shepherd, and we'll talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.